Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to an amazing Wednesday. This is your host, Janelle Huff. Hope you are doing amazingly well today. We are going to dive into energy in a new way today. So I'm excited to bring this to you and to allow you to create a new perspective on what changes and how your beliefs affect change and how the energy that you can work with that's already within you can assist and help stabilize the change. Did you even know that? Did you realize how powerful you are when you change something in your life? You know, we're always looking to help other people change. But we're going to bring the focus back on you today. And what is that one thing in your life that you want to change, let go of? And the first thing I want you to ask is, why do I want to change it? Did someone tell me to? Did someone ask me to? Is it something I've seen in myself that I need to change? What is the purpose behind the change you're wanting to create? If it's simply, well, I don't like this anymore, so I'm going to change to try something else, that's too open. We're not a vacuum. So when you do it that way, that's why change doesn't happen. Because you truly haven't made the decision, and it is a decision to change. We all go into, when was the last time you were held accountable for a change that you made? Or when was the last time you didn't tell your friend that you're on a diet or you're changing something in your life because you don't want to blunder or fail or mess up and go, oh, I guess I didn't change that. I can't change anything. Right? You know all those stories? Well, we're going to start shifting those stories out today. I'm going to start running some energy to shift your fields, to send them into an easy, effortless change pattern. Imagine that. Change was as easy as you breathe. What if change just came on board because you received the change that you wanted to be? Is that possible? Is this new to your ears and your knowing that change can be this easy? For most of you, it's going to be because you've heard, read, seen, been programmed that change takes 30 days. It takes this many days to create a habit. It takes this many things to do, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's all on timeline. That's all on linear time. And the mind and the body does not work on linear time. Your consciousness can work on linear time because that's what you're taught linear time is. But time is elusive. And change happens in the moment that you make the decision that change happens now. If you're wavering, I'm not going to eat sweets anymore, and then someone sticks a sweet in front of you and you're like, then you're resistant to your change that you just created. What if it's simply no thank you and you move forward? You don't even go in and play the story, what if, or I can have this, or I'm going to start that on Monday, or you never start a diet on a weekend, or whatever that is, right? Those are all people's beliefs, advice, and we're going to just erase those today, and we're going to open up this energy of wellness, of openness to change is easily made, easily made. So first you want to write down, why do you want to change this? That way you know, right? Sometimes we don't know why we're changing it, we're just changing it. That happens, those are surface changes. But I'm talking about something deep within you that you'd like to change or do differently. Maybe it's abundance, maybe it's giving back. Maybe it's changing positions at work or changing your lifestyle, changing your attitude, showing up differently for people. Whatever that is, we're going to plug and play today because we're going to change some beliefs. We're going to say, this is what I want to change. This is why I want to change it. And your whys are probably going to be because there's been some negative outcomes. You don't normally change things that are positive in your life, right? But sometimes we need to get out of that comfort zone. So if it's still positive but holding you back and you want to go forward, then that's a positive change. And those are pretty simple. But what I want you to let go of is this whole belief is that you even have a comfort zone that you live in. How many times have you heard, step out of your comfort zone, do it differently. Oh, you're too comfortable in doing that. We're going to let all that energy flow out of us today. We're going to release that through your breath, through your movement, however your body releases energy. And we want that blank slate, that blank canvas to come forward. However you imagine it, however you feel it, see it, hear it, that's your new slate right there. And on this slate, I want you to paint the picture, use the words, however you, whatever your audio visual of the change is, what is it? And I want you to create it on this canvas in front of you. Have your eyes open, closed. But I want you to feel the change is already happening. As you're putting it on this canvas, as you're speaking it out loud, using your words, there you go. Making a positive change. It's not, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do this. What is this? What is this action you want to put in place? Paint that on the canvas. See what it feels like. Hear what it feels like when you create this change. Okay, here's what's getting ready to happen. You're getting ready to hear some mental chatter around this change because the mind says, wait, we did it this way for so long. I have a pattern in place. And so we're going to do some talking back to the mind today and say, well, that pattern worked. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now this new pattern will work amazingly too. This is your trust step. Okay, so when you're wanting to change or when you're in the midst of change and you feel like you're getting temptations or tested, whatever you want to call that, that's you doing that, by the way, but we'll get back to that. So when you hit that belief, that resistance of the new change happening, all of a sudden the mental chatter of the justifying, why do we need to keep this? Why can't we keep what we have? Maybe I want to experience it again. Maybe this, maybe that. Whew, quiet that. Those are the beliefs behind whatever was keeping that old pattern in place. This was your justification. This was your knowing. Have you even noticed some people, if you say, take a different route to work, they're like, what? What? Yeah, look how resistant we are. Yeah. Wow, ooh, that shifted. Hold on, we're going to shift some people. What happens if you do something differently daily instead of doing your same routine, getting up at the same time and da-da-da-da-da, right? Get up and play a little bit. Make it open. Make it fun. There you go. Okay, so when you hit that mental chatter, and you can listen to it for a minute, but don't buy into it, but maybe listen to hear why it doesn't want to change or why change is hard. Because change is easy as you make it. But you all have a backstory on change. Well, when I tried to change that before, it only lasted 30 days. Or when I tried to change that before, people got mad at me. Well, it's not about other people. And that was a week, 30 days. So you're stronger now, right? Right? Here we go. We're going to do some changing. So when you hear those justifications, write them down if you need to. Writing them down lets you see them on paper, what your mind's saying. These are your excuse stories of why you're not changing or why you shouldn't change. And I want you to combat them with, is that true? Do I need to hold that in place? Who would I be without that story? Who would I be and who am I becoming when I put in the new belief that change is as easy as I breathe? Change, because do you realize in every moment you change, your body's always changing and every moment it's subtle changes? But what we want to do is, oh, I just want to turn my world 360. Why do you need such massive changes? One change changes your world. But we think we can only change these big mountains or these big boulders and everything will align. Do it simply as it comes up. And that's how I teach intuition too when you're trusting. You don't go out there and go, okay, lie to me and see if I can tell you're lying to me. What? Right? So, if you learn to work with your energy, work with your mind, work with your beliefs on it as it comes or on the go, however you want to say it, but in the now moment, then you simply just change it in the now. You're not thinking about it 5 days before you change it or 20 days before it's going to happen. Now is all your mind knows. So this is a time to change when the awareness comes that this change is wanted, desired, or needed by you. That's the moment you make the decision. Now, why do we have a hard time with the word decision? Because people have feared us. Don't sign that, right? Read the fine print. All these things. What's going to happen if I decide to change? Well, at any moment, laugh at yourself because you could change back at any time. You already know what you've been. Really? Think about that. We think, oh, my gosh, this change is going to be humongous and I'm not going to know who I am. You're still you. You're just you with a new change. So when you work with energies, when you move your breath through the change, you feel the change, you decide this is what you're doing, that decision is key because that's your yes, no, that's your black, white, that's your, there's no wavering on this. And it's not to say you need to be a stick in the mud or you have to have all this rigidity because that's not what we're talking about. But we are talking about planting the new belief so it can create and grow. Planting the new belief in change so it can create and grow. If you ask yourself for a minute, why do I feel change is hard? And you write that story out, you're going to see all your blocks of why change is hard for you. And then you write the story, how is change easy for me? Or why is change so easy for me? Why is it easy to change your order at a restaurant, but oh my gosh, go and try to change something in your lifestyle and you're like fighting it? Why? Why? Because you have an anchor. You have a energy that says, hold this in place. And the unconscious mind, as lovely as it is, wants to protect, preserve, and keep you safe. So the unconscious mind truly doesn't like change because it's like, well, that's not what we were doing. That's not how. Have you even tried like a new exercise or maybe you've never done yoga before and then you go to yoga and you're like, oh, my breath doesn't like to breathe like that. What? No, that's a belief that your breath doesn't like to breathe like that. Are you getting this? It's all in your belief systems. And that's where the true change occurs. You can shift energy and you can move things. But if you don't change the anchoring, the seed of the belief, you always revert back to what you knew. When people go through addiction changes and they're letting go of this substance or whatever to move into without substance, do you say without substance or do you say now I'm focusing on being sober? Well, if you focus on not doing what you're doing, you're going to go back and do what you did. And that's just going to happen. You can walk through the rooms of any recovery and see relapse because that's what they focus on. And I'm not doubting that. People get support through there too. It works both ways. But what I'm saying is you don't focus on what you're changing. You focus on what you're changing into. You keep it in a positive light that this is good for me, that this is exciting for me. But if you make change heavy, hard, and undesirable, it will be. But if you make change exciting, easy, and free, it will be. Your mind believes the story you tell it. Most of us don't get quiet to work with our mind to say, what is the story I'm telling myself? You live your story out loud every day. That's called your reality. And in that reality are excuse stories, justification stories, judgment stories, right? We all have these stories. And so what we're asking is, what story do you want to shift today? Who do you want to be differently? What action do you want to let go of in place? That's the key. You're not a vacuum. Every space is filled in your energy field, in your mind, body. Every space is filled. So if you're going to say, I'm no longer going to do this, you got to have something that you are going to do in place of it. Otherwise, your next belief comes up that's closest to the one you're trying to let go of. Have you ever seen somebody like they go 30 days without using, 60 days, and then they start going backwards? Because they quit focusing on the new change. They quit focusing on the new lifestyle without. And it's not without. Whenever you think you're without, you go into a scarcity mindset. Scarcity mindset will always fear-based and will always bring you back into your comfort, which means you'll go back into what you were wanting to change. So you did this diet for a while, and now someone put a piece of cake in front of you, and you're like, oh, I've been good, so I'm just going to eat it. That's a justification story of why you don't want to keep your change in place. Do you see that? And I know we're getting into the nitty-gritty, but you've got to be your own accountability. As much as you want other people to show up and be accountable, accountable or be that accountable person for you. At the end of the day, it's really between you and you. And if you can grasp this, you're going to learn so much about yourself. The thing is, once you learn how you change something, that's how it works for you. Don't go try to change the world on your ways. Hey, if you do the step 1 through 5, you're going to be amazing. Really? Is that true? Because you can do 1 through 5 and be amazing. The next person tries it and they're floundering. It's because that's not their steps. So whatever they want to change, you ask them, what's that first step for you in changing? Not how you would do it, because your mind's wired differently. Your programming, your soul story is totally unique to you. And so when you want to not follow the masses, when you're ready to be unique, you're ready to embrace and come back into fullness of your own belief system. When you believe something, that's a change. When someone tells you, buy this brand over that brand, okay, I'll try it, right? Or okay, I'll change it. You either like it or you don't. But look how easy those little things are to try. But if we go in and say, let go of this victim mentality, or I'm going to change negative ways that I speak of people, or I'm going to be in awareness of, these are cues that change is ready for you and you're ready for change. But the first thing is to make the word change mean something very simple, easy. Look at your definitions. Your definitions behind your words is what gives your meaning to your reality that you're living. Now, I'm going to say that again. I work with words a lot. That's part of the neuro-linguistic programming. But it's also, I think it's just been since birth that words have intrigued me. And I know that comes down my lineage from my grandmother's side. But on another note, words are your meanings, because what you feel a word means is how you'll receive it and how your mind will act it out. How do you know this? Well, it's simple. Ask somebody to get up and dance and ask somebody else to get up and dance. They're not going to dance the same. And you use the same word dance, but there's many, many, many meanings, right? What does it mean to you? What do you desire it to mean to you? Okay. Because when you pull back into you and you decide you're going to work on you, and maybe that's a change in your routine you're going to make, but you're going to carve out 30 minutes or an hour to work on yourself daily. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I work on myself probably 2 hours a day, somewhere in the day, sometimes early in the morning and then usually late in the evening, an hour apiece. But I'm just working on my mindset, working on that. What do I want to change today? What did I learn today that changes me in a new way? What can I let go of? What do I want to do differently? Because if you're one that just wants to get up and do life the same way every day, you're going to get in that mundaneness. You're going to stop seeing the beauty. The miracles are not going to be there. They may be there, but you're not going to notice them. Right? When you go into rote mind, your awareness goes, I got this. I don't need to pay attention. How do you know that? What's the route you take to work every day if you work the same route? Do you even notice the houses, the trees, or are you just focusing on getting to work? Do you see that? Or is your mind thinking about what you're going to do for dinner while you're driving? If you can just keep in the present, everything will work out, but we're taught we need to be prepared for something. I don't know what that something is, because you're always prepared if you trust yourself. You're always prepared if you trust yourself. But we're taught that we're not prepared, that we're not smart, that we're not, right? All that programming from a child. That's why you went to school. That's why you learned this, learned that. The truth is, you can put a baby on the planet, it'll make it without school, without knowledge, because we're already programmed with everything we need. And I'm not downing schools and colleges. Some people need that to bring their trust up, to know themselves. That's not the point of this. The point is that you have everything within you that you have everything you need within you to create any life that you desire. But it's your choice. It's your choice how you react. It's your choice how you respond. Stop responding, stop reacting. When you re-anything, you're trying to push it away, reject, redo, right? So you want to take that off and say, what do I want to be today? How do I want to show up today? What change in my life do I want to bring in today? And make them little changes. Don't try to change 20 things at one time. Why would you do that? Your mind can focus. As much as you think you're a multitasker, and there's great ones out there, you're never full energy when you're multitasking. So pick one thing and change it. Pick one thing and change it. Because this one change will domino effect changes in other areas of your life naturally. Nothing you need to work for or change to. You notice that if you change the job or you change the way you approach something, all of a sudden other things around it change. It's because it has to. You showed up in different energy. You showed up in more positivity, or you showed up more determined or more decisioned. Right? Here's the thing. Whenever you waver, then you're not truly in alignment with the change that you still got some reasons of why it might not be okay to change, or reasons why you may still need to do this, whatever this is, right? Because you look at people's lives sometimes, and I'm a past addict, so I get it, but you're like, why did they go back to that? They already knew the end of the story. Why did they do that again? I did it many times. Okay, well, we go back because we don't like what's new, right? Like, oh, we're not ready for that yet. I know this better. Well, be knowing that you are always prepared for the next moment, because this moment is the one you have. So if you can make the mind story easy, that life is easy, life is abundant, life is full, you'll start living that. But as soon as you start looking at, well, there could be more, or I could be doing this or this, then you're stepping outside yourself to say you're not enough. You're fully enough. And if you never changed one thing in your life, you would still be enough. Do you realize that? It's usually only your desire that you want to change something. Because what other people think doesn't really matter. But if you bring that into your world, then you'll want to change everything about you, your nose, your hair, your size, your weight, your butt. Like, we could live forever, right? Whew, let that go. Let that go. And come back into simply changing and making a firm decision. You know, when we talked about earlier about contracts, reading the fine print, like, we do that to ourselves. Well, what's going to happen if I make this change? Well, what do you envision to happen if you make this change? You're the visionary. What's it going to look like? There's nothing you can't not know, see, and hear, and feel, but you got to be open to receiving that. And so right now, with your canvas in front of you, and you've painted on there your change, your desire to make, and now you're going to sign your name on that painting, on that audiovisual, whatever the painting is, screen, whatever you put it on, and now you're going to sign your name to this change. I am this change, whatever it is. And I want you to feel it in your body. You're already changing. You're already moving this belief system. For those of you that are visual, you can almost see like the new belief wrapping around and the old belief releasing out. If you're auditory, you may hear different sounds within your ears as the change is being processed. But really hold that picture of change and the feeling of change and the voice of change and until your body sighs. And once your body sighs, the mind says we've received this. We're in alignment with this change. It's that simple. And then where the mind counter go? Here's what you don't need to do. You don't need to go test that you changed. Whoever created that? Well, I'm not going to do this anymore. Well, let me just walk back in here and see and make sure I don't want it. Okay, do you just set yourself up for failure? We've all done it. There's no judgment here. I'm just saying, look at your actions. Are you got to prove it to yourself that you changed, or can you just know and trust that this change just happened for you and it's already in place and it's already, my change is already happening because I'm releasing. Hold on. I mean, if you work with me, you know I release energy. Sometimes I cough. Sometimes I yawn. Woo, there we go. So you see, I do change with you. I do the work with you because that's what keeps it alive for me. Right? Why would I be out there showing you how to change if I wasn't going to do it? What's the purpose? Right? I enjoy giving you the gifts so that you have your tools to change you. Now, in saying that, if you love this radio show, please share it with others. But also on my website, daniellehuff.com, if you want to take time to yourself and learn to trust yourself in new ways on your own time, there's an ebook course out there, 8 Ways to Clarity. You get one email a week to work on your gifts, your intuition, your trust in new ways, opening your heart, opening up your chakras, open up your energy fields. It comes one a week for 8 weeks. That's available. And then if you like to have a group where you can express yourself or talk about things that you don't normally talk about with coworkers or friends, about energy, manifesting, energy, like you just know there's something deeper in there, you can definitely join our Facebook, live Facebook closed group. So it's very private. We keep it in there on purpose, right? Not that you don't want to share with the world, but sometimes you just need a little bit of support behind the scenes to go, am I the only one that thinks this way? Am I the only one that's feeling this? So, Magical Moments with Danielle Huff. You can look it up on Facebook, or you can go to my website and click the link there. That is an amazing closed group. It is $20 a month. I do a video, and I do sporadic videos throughout the month, but I do 30-minute teaching video at the last Monday of every month for that. So that's a great way to stay connected, because not all the time do you need full sessions. You know that in your life. But we do all need that support to grow, heal, and develop, and discover, and learn. And so however those outlets come to me and through me, I will share them with you the best I can. And in saying that, these radio shows are on demand, so you can listen to them again, right? So there's always tools and techniques out there for you. Connect with me. If you're ready to discover something new in you, $75 discovery session. Sign up for it on my website. It's right there on the homepage. These are gifts I have out there for you to connect into, to gain the clarity, trust that you need, and support to make your life the most beautiful life you want to live. It truly is about you, and it truly is about your journey. So as we do this together, and I'm talking about this on the one realm, and in the other realm, you guys are shifting into your change because I feel it, and I do this on purpose. Because if you start paying attention to the change that you make for yourself out of it. Do you see what I did? So you shift focus when the change is happening. Breathe, release, breathe, release. And then thank you, thank you, thank you for my new belief system, for my new change I've just embraced. Feel that? There's the energy, yeah. Feel that? Yep, drink water after this. So we're shifting energy through the body, through the mind, through the energy field. And we're going to ascend up into the energy to make this change as if it's been there for 1,000 years. You don't even have to think about it anymore. It just is natural. Natural, natural, natural. Natural, natural, natural. As easy as I breathe, this change just begins in me. I'm already being it. I'm already being it. Do you see that? Because the mind knows the action word of being. It doesn't know coming, or maybe it knows being this. I'm being this now. And in every moment, you have a choice to be who, what, when, wherever you want to be. It's up to you. I'm here for you. Connect with me in your best way. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends, and have a most wonderful day. Bye for now.